Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
ISIL, also known as Daesh, suffered an important blow in Kobani this week when anti-Daesh ground forces announced they have largely cleared the strategic Syrian town near the border of Turkey. Peshmerga, Free Syrian Army, and other ground forces have been fighting Daesh terrorists there for months, and Daesh positions around the town and surrounding area have been the targets of near-daily airstrikes by U.S.-led coalition forces. Back in October, when ISIL advanced on Kobani with the world media watching from across the border in Turkey, we saw very clearly that there was an opportunity to significantly degrade ISIL's ranks, puncture its facade of invincibility, and challenge its false narrative of inevitable momentum. That's why the U.S. ordered the October 19th airdrop to Kobani's defenders. That is why we worked with Turkey and Erbil to open the corridor in early November for Kurdish Peshmerga reinforcements and heavy arms. That is why the coalition concentrated strikes in this target-rich environment, where Daesh was pouring resources and manpower, including some of its best leaders. Last November, in an interview with the Turkish newspaper Milliyet, Special Envoy to the Coalition to Counter ISIL, General John Allen, said that Daesh has, in so many ways, impaled itself on Kobani. Look at the propaganda campaign and the foreign fighters Daesh poured into its failed attempt to seize the city. Daesh lost at least 1,000 fighters in Kobani, likely more. The overall attrition of its ranks and the destruction of its vehicles and resources have caused dissension within the organization and led some fighters to refuse to fight in Kobani. And now Daesh is killing those who won't go. The United States knows that the fight against Daesh will be long and hard and will take the efforts of a global coalition from the civilized world to defeat it on the battlefield and in the minds of those who give ear to its destructive and deadly message. But the routing of Daesh in Kobani shows the group's vulnerability. Daesh can no longer claim to be invincible or inevitable. The United States congratulates the brave defenders of Kobani on this important early step in the long-term campaign to degrade and to ultimately defeat Daesh.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.